Today on City Watch, we have again Zane Pennock, the Assistant City Engineer. And guess what we're going to talk about today, Zane? Manufacturing Drive. How is that going? How things are going? Are we on schedule? That's what everybody's asking. And when are we going to be able to drive?
Yeah, it's the project on everybody's mind, Greg. Things are progressing along. I would say, you know, they're probably going a little bit slower than we would like. I think we would like to be a little bit further along. But we are making progress every day. Sidewalks are getting paved back. Trails getting put in. Road is getting being constructed. They actually recently just started the work on the roundabout right there at 19th Street. So that'll be coming. They started doing the excavation there to get ready for that.
One of the things that I have noticed is the weather has been very cooperative with construction season so far.
Mm-hmm.
We can see all around our community is construction season.
yeah, construction everywhere. I mean, you got to rip something out to, put in a new road. So it's the way things go. But, the construction season has been great so far. We haven't had too much rain. So that really hasn't slowed us down too much. We've had a couple wet days where they weren't able to get to the dump site or do the work they need to do, but there's been plenty of work happening elsewhere on the project site that they're able to, accomplish even when we do get a little bit of rain. So I know coming up here at the beginning of July, they should be getting that last, the North Bridge finished up. So that'll be done, right about that time, and we'll be able to open that to some traffic. But there's still some other pieces need to go into place before the road's fully open.
Now, that piece between 19th, South 19th Street, and South 21st Street, mm-hmm. that is now just gravel waiting for just settling, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be probably paved before the roundabout is done on 19th, South 19th?
Yes, I believe their plan right now is to have that finished up before the roundabout gets finished up. The roundabout will be a long piece of the project. Like I said, they just started with the removal there beginning of last week or the week before. So that'll be quite a while before that's finished up.
And that little piece of Hearts Mill Road, the new piece around the painted rock,
mm-hmm.
that just got opened up to traffic within the past couple of days or week. And so that piece is really very well accepted by the folk up in Cameron Oaks for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a needed piece of the pie. We had to get that part opened up so we could kind of detour traffic around the roundabout. The folks up in Cameron Oaks neighborhood are kind of connected back to the world again.
Yeah.
They don't have to go around the long way. But the biggest problem with this project, it's really a logistical project. It's how to keep everything open and try to keep people getting to businesses and getting to their homes and getting where they need to go while still having the road closed for, construction purposes to make sure it's safe for them to work. So there's the entire project. I know everybody in our department will be happy to see the end of it because it has been a lot of moving pieces, a lot of things to juggle to, try to make everybody happy.
One little piece, I think it's on 27th Avenue South. Right, like a block north of the AmVets.
Oh, okay.
And they were working on that little piece, mm-hmm. too, because that was like a big hill to come up and get over, because that had to all be regraded and then repaved. When's that little piece going to be done?
They've been installing the sewer there along South 17th Street.
South 17th Street, there you go.
So they got the sewer installed now, and now it's a matter of, just getting some curbs in there and getting the asphalt. So I don't know the exact schedule for that off the top of my head, but it's coming along. We're trying to focus on the main line, get manufacturing finished, that section between 19th and 21st. Do we want to get that done? Do we want to get the roundabout done? Those are our high traffic areas we need to open back up.
And then some people are asking me, well, what's the difference between what we call pavement, concrete,
mm-hmm.
and blacktop, or what do you call that?
Asphalt.
Asphalt.
Yeah.
So explain that little difference, why one versus the other. I know there's a huge cost difference.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to see the cost difference not be quite as severe. They're starting to get a little closer together. There still is a difference. With every city project, it's an open bidding process, and we take all options, and we typically end up choosing the cheaper option. But in this instance, the asphalt was cheaper for the project. We felt in the engineering department that it's still a quality product. We weren't concerned about long-term maintenance of it or the long-term life of it. And the nice thing about asphalt is it's a lot easier and goes in a lot quicker than concrete.
It certainly does.
You know, they come in, they knock it out in a few days, and then it's open to the road right away, you know, the next day when it's finished. But with concrete, you have a long curing period, so you need to spend, you know, 5 to 7 days to keep the project open and keep the road closed and keep traffic off of it, so you can make sure you get it solidifies and it cures out.
Right. So, and then the other little piece about down around that is, how are people going to start seeing movement between College Avenue and South 14th? Because that's going to be, because there's a lot of work that's going to go into that area.
Yep.
And we're still doing sewer in that area, you know, sewer separation projects as we go.
Mm-hmm.
Every road that we're doing in town now is a sewer separation project underneath.
It sure seems like it. Yep. Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of work that has to happen there between College and 14th, and that'll be the next big phase of the project we have coming up.
And then also one little piece is all the little things that are happening around town. We had that little fix on North Third Street between 9th and 10th. We got the sidewalk and rec trail going in on 13th Avenue North.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, Eagle Point Park is getting a rec trail and sidewalk too.
Yep.
So,
hey, Greg, you know it as well as I do. There's construction season in winter in Iowa.
Winter, yeah,
and
exactly.
We're fully in construction season. Yeah, so, sure. You know, when you only have a certain amount of time, you got to take advantage of it when you can.
Great. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Greg for City Watch.